You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 72, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. For this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we'll be taking a look at the first single by the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, a song that was originally intended for a different group and was written with a different title. We'll find out more about the song in just a moment, but first, let's get some background on the Jackson 5. The Jackson 5 started out in 1963 as a trio formed by brothers Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine, the eldest sons of a steelworks crane driver, Joe Jackson, and his wife, Catherine. One night, the disciplinarian Joe came home to find the three brothers playing with a guitar he used prior to his steelworking job when he played with a band called the Falcons. Initially, Joe was furious with the boys, but then he realized that they had some natural talent, and he decided to allow them to form a band. They spent all the money they had on instruments, but were unable to afford drums or a piano, so they recruited two cousins, Johnny Jackson and Ronnie Rancifer, who had those instruments already. The next year, after playing some dates around their hometown of Gary, Indiana, they added the two youngest brothers, Marlon and Michael, and moved their cousins to backing vocal positions. With the change in their lineup numbers, a name change was also necessary, and at the suggestion of a woman in their neighborhood, they renamed themselves the Jackson Five. Demonstrating the boys' natural talent, they won a Roosevelt High School talent competition with their performance of The Temptations' My Girl, with 7-year-old Michael on vocals. Over the next 2 years, Joe drove them to various shows and contests, including their debut at Mr. Lucky's, a nightclub in Gary, and another talent show victory, this time at the illustrious Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York. The Apollo Theater performance led to a supporting gig for Gladys Knight and the Pips, who recommended the boys to Berry Gordy at Motown. But nothing initially came from that recommendation, and the band was signed to Indiana-based Sealtown. Another Motown act, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, saw the band and made a second recommendation to Berry Gordy, and a third recommendation for the band came from none other than Diana Ross. The recommendations finally got Motown's attention, and the band was signed in 1969 and moved by the label to a new home in Hollywood. That year, the band had their first live performance as a Motown act as part of a multi-band showcase at the Hollywood Palace, alongside Diana Ross and the Supremes, and shortly afterwards they released their first single, a song that climbed up to number one on the Billboard charts on January 31, 1970, a song called I Want You Back. Coming just 4 weeks after the last number one single by Diana Ross and the Supremes, the song was written by Freddie Perren, Fonce Mazelle, and Deke Richards, who, along with Berry Gordy, were known collectively as The Corporation. Originally titled I Want to Be Free, the song was intended for Gladys Knight and the Pips to record. They took the song to Berry Gordy, who said that he just signed a bunch of kids from Gary, Indiana, and wanted them to rewrite the track for them. Back to your heart. 1969, I Want You Back was the most expensive Motown single yet and spent a week at number one and three additional weeks in the top five, where it was soon followed by their second single, ABC. In addition to the vocals here at the end featuring Jermaine and Jackie, the song introduced us to one of the most famous pop stars in history, Michael Jackson, who holds the record for being the youngest performer associated with a U.S. top single. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.